It's been a long time coming, Deli Genoa said of the opening of her mother's Caribbean restaurant, Big Fat Jerk, in Guelph last week. Operating out of the 10C shared space kitchen at 42 Cardin Street, the black-owned, family-run restaurant was founded by Onike Noah, a passionate cook with over 15 years of experience in Afro-Caribbean cuisine. Specializing in dishes such as jerk chicken, oxtail stew and curry goat, Delija said her mother's love for cooking and her rich culinary heritage shine through in every dish, celebrating culture, community and authentic Caribbean cuisine. We've been in Guelph since 2018. When we came from the GTA in Brampton, where there was a plethora of options of Caribbean spots, Delija said. When we came to Guelph, we saw that there was a need. There were a couple of Caribbean places, but not as many as there were where we came from. Delija said her mother has always had a passion for cooking. We used to live on a refugee camp back in Ghana. Even at the camp, my mother would want to cook for other people. And so, this love of cooking came with her to Canada, Delija said. And that's when she learned to make Caribbean food. She really wanted to open up a restaurant one day. Delija said that when her mother first arrived in Canada, 28 years ago, the Caribbean community and Jamaicans as a whole, adopted her and she became family. They say in Jamaica, out of many, one people. So, we are just really happy that our own Jamaican community accepted us so completely, Delija said. In Guelph, Onike said she can't wait to share traditional Caribbean dishes with the community. It's about making connections, Onike said. I had a very hard life growing up in Liberia in West Africa. I went through the war. I went to school, became pregnant with my daughter, and survived, not giving up. Onike said it is an honor to see her hard work pay off. From being a kid and helping people to survive, seeing this come to fruition with my family, it is an honor to watch this happen. Onike said her family is grateful for the wonderful community hub space. 10C is able to take on people who have entrepreneurial spirits and have them run out of the facility. We can do the work that we wanted to do in the city, be local, and bring the taste of the Caribbean right here to Guelph, Delija said. Currently Big Fat Jerk operates every Friday out of 10C where people can stop by and pick up their order. Every week, we have a different menu. Last week we had curry goat. We try to change it up so people can come in for something different every Friday, Onike said. Eventually we are going to open 2 days a week, on Thursdays and Fridays. In July, we will just start with one day, for people to get to know where we are. We are contemplating Wednesdays too. Meals can be picked up every Friday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. See here for upcoming menu selections. Big Fat Jerk has become a family affair with Onike as founder and head cook, Delija, who looks after administration, and Onika's husband Joseph Halla, and son Jared Halla, who both help with cooking. I teach my husband to cook. My daughter does all of the social media for me. And my son, he is getting into cooking too. He loves it. So, it is amazing for all of us to be a part of it. Cooking and watching my husband and son learn how to cook as well, has been amazing, Onike said. Pouring everything into her cooking, Onike said she does not like waste and uses only fresh ingredients. This is something I love to do. I just love to cook. My family, my friends, my church community, the first thing they know about me, when you go to Onike's house, you have to have something to eat. There is always food, she said. That is why it is such an honor to see what this is today. Delija said her family is thrilled to share Big Fat Jerk with her Guelph community. Everyone just really looks after one another. Even the space at 10C, I have never encountered such a space that really prioritizes community initiatives, entrepreneurship, and people from diverse backgrounds to make things happen, Delija said. We're just really thankful at what Guelph has offered us so far, and we really look forward to giving back our own palate to the community.